This is a spoiler-filled review of Adrift, starring just a few people you might know. First being Shailene Woodley and Sam Coughlin. That's basically it. That's only two people you need to know about this whole movie. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause. How dare you even come to this spoiler-filled review? And also, I'm going to spoil the crap out of this movie. So let's go to the synopsis, which is found on imdb.com. Based on a true story of survival, a young couple's chance encounter leads them first to love, and then on a venture of a lifetime as they face one of the most catastrophic hurricanes in recorded history. So yeah, that is exactly what happened. Yes, basically, that's what happened. The good thing about this movie was, in my non-spoiler review, I mentioned that it's a mix between Castaway and The Gray, which is a great little summary of the whole movie, to be honest. When you see Shailene Woodley's performance, it's definitely a great one. Without her, this movie would have fell apart very easily. Her performance was very captivating. That reminded me a lot of what Tom Hanks did in Castaway. And the fact that she had to battle the storm reminds me of how Liam Neeson went in The Gray. So that's the reason why I picked those two movies, because of the mix between those two elements there. The main villain of this whole story was the ocean. There's nothing else. The ocean and that hurricane. Those two things really put her through the ringer. And that's a good thing. You would think sometimes that natural disasters wouldn't hold up so well as a villain. But it definitely did. It rocked her world. And it was both hilarious at times and actually sad at times. And you could see all the emotion that popped up on her face. Which is very, very good. For a movie that solely depends on her performance, it is definitely a great one. I'm kind of glad that the male partner didn't survive. Hear me out. Sorry for saying that first. Just because for story-wise, it made for a great story. Just because it showed exactly what he mentioned in the beginning of the movie, which was all the steps of being a actual sailor, like what happens from step one, step two, step three, step four, on and on and on. It would have been kind of cheesy if they ended up happily ever after, so I'm glad they followed the true story quite closely. Sad to hear that the young man passed away, because you know that really sucked, but the story itself was pretty decent, actually. The only thing I say bad about this whole movie was the runtime. The runtime was kind of a bit long for me. Even though it's not that big of a runtime, it's only an hour and a half. So it felt like it lagged a little bit towards like about three quarters of the way of the film. It felt like it lagged just a tiny bit, and you could kind of notice it, and you might even check your phone to see what time it was. It's just a light bit of lag that happened there, which, it's unfortunate. It's one of those things where it happens in these kind of movies, and I kind of wish they shortened it a little bit more. Maybe if this story is like 1 hour and 15 minutes, it would have been a better outcome for me, but the fact that it's 1.5 hours, you could feel that 15-minute drag towards the three-quarters mark. You could definitely feel it. So it's great that, again, it's definitely a great storytelling of the whole movie, just because it went from them meeting, then her getting to the accident, and then it pieced together what happened, and it kind of like did like a back and forth kind of storytelling kind of vibe, which I didn't mind. That was a pretty good way to tell the story. It would have been boring if they did the crash happens and then backtrack. That would have not been a great kind of thing to do. I like the fact that they mixed it in, they threaded in part future part the past, and it worked out well. And yeah, that's basically what happened. One thing I would change about this whole movie per se is to add in more elements of probably laughter, I guess. Because I'm trying to think, this movie, it's a romance movie, so it had to keep that vibe there. But I kind of lean towards more romance comedy / drama. So if they add in just a little more humor, then maybe that 15 minutes that I'd mentioned that dragged a little bit, it could have been a lot better. Because I know for Castaway, they injected a good amount of humor, which it didn't feel like the movie lagged too much. So I kind of wish they added this there. Like, added in some kind of laughable moment, you know, and go from there. But otherwise, it was a pretty good movie. Shailene Woodley is definitely a superstar. And this showed that she's able to carry the movie the whole way, basically by herself, for the most part. That's all I have for this review. If you agree with me, let me know down below. If you don't agree with me, let me know as well. I love your feedback, for sure. You can find me on all the social medias at Dwight Antc. That's DwightAntc. Again, that's DwightAntc. And I'll catch your viewers next time.